Here we're at one of the two stone bridges at the edges of Sydney Gardens, Bath's oldest public park. The gardens were designed in 1795 by Charles Harcourt Masters, a Bath architect. He designed them as commercial pleasure gardens, offering daytime and evening entertainments to Bath's wealthy visitors and residents. Visiting royalty came here, as did author Jane Austen, who lived at nearby Sydney Place in 1801. All sorts of entertainments were offered in the gardens, from musical evenings to firework displays, as well as a labyrinth, a hot air balloon, and carriage rides. There were also waterfalls, thatched cottages, and a grotto to marvel at, plus elaborate planting and serpentine walks. When the canal was proposed, its route split the gardens into two sections. The owners and shareholders were up in arms, arguing, justifiably, that it would ruin their gardens. Eventually, a compromise was negotiated, with the canal company agreeing to pay 2,000 guineas for the canal to go through the gardens. The owners of the pleasure gardens insisted that the canal company provided footbridges and that these were constructed after the manner of the Chinese. Thereafter, the reflections of these bridges were advertised as attractions on the placid bosom of the canal. The Bath engineering firm Stoddarts supplied these two iron bridges, which were made at Colebrook Dale in 1800. They were repaired and restored in 2011 by British Waterways. When Brunel's Great Western Railway was built, it too went through the gardens, which became popular from watching the railway engines steam past on their way to and from Bath Railway Station. It's still a popular train-spotting place today, especially when steam trains run on the line. A new gateway into Sydney Gardens was put into the wall bordering the towpath in the 1990s. You can now enjoy the gardens and the fully restored and extended Holborn Museum as part of this journey. As you go into and out of the stone tunnels, look for the two carved faces on the bridges. One is an old man's face, representing old Father Thames, and the other is a young woman's face, Sabrina, the spirit of the Severn.